Hello, and welcome to another edition of the CUW Sports Psych Podcast. I'm your host, Jeremy Schumacher, the mental wellness coach here at CUW. This week, we are joined by Linnea Bartel, who is a senior cross-country and track athlete for us. Linnea, thanks for joining me today.
Glad to be here.
Can you give us a little bit of background about kind of your journey to Concordia? When did you start running? When did you start getting serious about it?
So I started running back in sixth grade. I joined the track team. And then from there, after running distance track for the one season, then a bunch of seventh graders called and said they wanted to form a cross-country team. So I joined the middle school cross-country team. I was really nervous about it. It's like, oh, a mile and a half. I don't know if I can run that far.
Sure.
But yeah, so I joined seventh grade cross-country and then just kept on going from there. And so I ran all through middle school, all through high school. And did you want to know how I got to Concordia specifically?
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Sure. So I came to Concordia because I want to be a pharmacist. Mm-hmm. So really, that was the biggest decision in my college search. Like, I just wanted to go to a school that had a good pharmacy program. And then, you know, part of Concordia, the pharmacy program is really good, really strong, really new.
Mm-hmm.
And then also I could participate in athletics if I came here versus going somewhere like Madison or out of state. I don't really know what's out there. So
right. That
was a big factor in my decision, too.
Yeah, so getting able to get that fancy degree at the end of all that schooling and go do what you want to do, but also get to do sports and be involved in some other stuff. So have you always done cross-country and track? Are those things, those just always naturally went hand-in-hand for you?
Well, I didn't even know about the sport cross-country till 7th grade. Like, I only knew about track, and I have played soccer for a lot of years of my life, too, like from the time I was 6 years old to 17. So.
Sure.
Quite a while. So those are like my two big ones. And then, yeah, I found out about cross country. And like I said, I was really nervous because it's like cross country. That sounds like it's really far and you got to run so far, but it wasn't that bad. And
sure.
I'm glad I do them.
Yeah. Get to do both. Last week's guest was Beth Buckley, who's in the pharmacy school. And she talked about the pharmacy students being the kind of the athletes of the academic world. So you're getting to do the really hard school track along with some challenging stuff on the athletic track, which is awesome. Can you talk to us, those of us who aren't runners, and I'm going to group myself in there. I will chase a ball up and down a court for hours on end, but if you ask me to go run and run just with no end, I really struggle with that. Can you talk to me a little bit about kind of the mental part? That's really big in running. When did you kind of start to get serious about that? When did you start focusing on like, oh, this is a skill. This is a thing that I can practice and get better at.
So the mental part really didn't come to me, honestly, until college, which kind of sounds bad because I ran for so many years beforehand.
Sure.
But, like, I don't know, in middle school and high school, it's, like, so much easier, especially because I had kind of the natural abilities. I was kind of able to just scoot on by doing the bare minimum, and we didn't exactly have a serious team. Or like our coach was serious, like, he cared about us, but we didn't have super hard training or anything.
Right.
So it was, like, only until coming here when the training really got ramped up and, like, I had injuries and things my freshman year that I really had to work on the mental game of coming back to that to keep running, because otherwise I probably would have given it up.
Sure. Okay. So how do you kind of approach, let's just start with, like, a practice, like a daily practice. What do you kind of do for goal setting? How do you kind of get yourself amped up to go for a run?
Sure. So we have easy runs and workout days, and the easy runs are pretty normal. I mean, I look forward to them because you get to run with the team, a whole group of girls, and we just kind of vent about our day. So it's actually pretty mentally relieving because we can talk to people, get away from class and studies, and go run for an hour. Just it's pretty easy, pretty chill. And then, like, the workout days are a lot harder too because Russ sends us these big long workouts, and they look super hard and. Like, oh, I'm never going to make it through that. And they're usually not as bad as they look. Like, I've learned through 4 years of this now that, like, they may look bad, but they're not really as bad if you really got to keep up your mental game and stay positive the whole time. That's really what helps get through those hard days. It's just being really positive and not being a downer about everything.
Yeah. So you talk about taking the mental side of running a lot more seriously when you got to college. Was that a thing that, like, Russ and the other coaches taught you? Was that a thing that you picked up as you started to experience some success with it? Or was it just coming back from that injury? Kind of where were you picking up those new insights?
I'd say it was both, because Russ does a really, really good job about telling us the mental side of sports. Like, we have these long talks before practices, pre-COVID, of course, but we'd have long talks about – your mental game and how that really improves your performance. And then, like, personally, I was struggling with a lot of mental things about running freshman, sophomore year. So I had a lot of talks with Russ about that too, just one-on-one, like ways to make it better. And then I suppose it was something I also picked up on myself, like when you actually start keeping your mental state up and like being positive about things, even if you're injured, it really makes it go a lot better. Like, you get better quicker. You don't feel so dragged down all the time. And it really makes you faster. Like, in running, your mental state really holds you back. So you'll like plateau if you stay negative all the time, which was one problem I had in high school. I probably could have been better if I had a better mental game.
Sure.
So I really like improved a lot after I had a better mental attitude.
Yeah. And had a pretty good season last year, 2019. All conference honors for cross country. You were the NAC student athlete of the week last year, September, if I remember correctly. And then took second at the NAC championships for the mile last year with the track team. So coming out this year, obviously we'll talk COVID a little bit too, but also a win at the WLC Invitational this year. So talking about getting better and learning and going faster, and then seeing those results start to come with that, and some conference recognition as well. So how was that last year? What was the season like, getting to see some of those times come down and then getting some recognition along with that?
Yeah, that was like last season is just crazy with how much better I got with running, because basically all of freshman and sophomore year I was dealing with like personal things, mental things, injuries, all that stuff. So it was really like, I wasn't running anywhere close to my potential. I think I had a 3-minute difference from my cross country races sophomore year to junior year. And like I really got solid chunk of training in between my sophomore and junior year. So I was really able to improve a lot. And that was about when I was able to turn around the mental game too, which I really think contributed a lot to my performance, especially like in the mile. Like in the mile, I kind of peaked at around a 5:40. Which is, you know, that's a good time. Like, it's not like, oh, you ran a 5:40. That's terrible. But, like, at conference when I got second, I ended up running a 5:25, which is a big decrease and, you know, big enough to become recognized at conference.
Sure.
And I really think that was a lot of the mental game, too, and a lot of good training and staying positive about it.
Yeah. So as a volleyball coach, one of the things we tell our girls is when you come in the gym, leave personal stuff at the door. Like, that's just your time to do volleyball. How do you do that with running? Because you have, just a lot of kind of, I don't want to say downtime, you're actively running. But running, you just have, you don't have necessarily something to take your mind off of other stuff going on. You don't have something flying at your face, or you don't have a defender that you're keeping track of. It's just you and your body. How do you kind of control what's going on through your head?
Well, I actually, a lot of times I use running to vent. Like, for me, it's a really good way to vent out my problems. So I've learned, like, if I get really angry or really frustrated with something, it usually helps to go out on a run, just because you can let all those, and you know, when you're running, you're kind of, at least I'm more in like a passive mental state than active, because you're tired and you're focusing on your running, but you're also thinking a lot to stay engaged. So it's kind of like just letting all the thoughts run through your head, and it usually helps you calm down a lot. When you get out, you feel a lot better usually.
Yeah. And physical activity as a stress relief is obviously huge. What's this runner high I hear about? Can you explain that to someone who's a non-runner?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I've had the runner high. Like, it's not exactly a super profound experience for me, but it's just kind of like you're just like untouchable almost. Like, you just keep running faster than you ever have before, and you don't feel like any pain. Like, you know, people say their legs burn when they run and things like that. You don't have any of that, and your breathing's great, under control.
Sure.
Like, it's really fun. I mean, it happens spontaneously. You can't plan it. Sometimes I get it just on an easy day.
Sure.
It doesn't even have to be a race. But yeah. It's a good experience.
I've been told that hits like after like 3 miles or so. Like, you have to go a certain amount before you kind of hit that. Is that like your mind's grooving and then your body kind of catches up with it? Or would you describe that, how you've experienced it?
Yeah, I guess usually in most of my runs, I run about a mile and then I can really get into it.
Okay.
Like, my mile's kind of like my warm up.
Sure.
I guess I don't really know how it works, like body and mind. It just kind of happens. Like, you don't really actively notice it. Like, it's just like kind of, you know, 6 miles in or something, you're like, wow, I've actually felt great this whole time. Or like, you're in a race and you finish and it's like a huge PR and you're like, oh wow, I wonder what happened. And like, that's what happened.
Yeah. And you've kind of mentioned like the active part of running, you're controlling your breathing, you have some things. One of the things that I think is really interesting about a distance sport like running is you don't have time off. There's no timeouts. There's no in between plays to catch your breath. You kind of have to just have your goals set out and then how you kind of update yourself or reevaluate, check in with yourself as you're competing on race day. Like, what's that mental process for you to make sure you're where you want to be?
So, yeah, I used to, like, back in high school, you know, before I was less serious, I would just kind of space out the whole race. Like, I'd start and then I'd finish, and like, I didn't really, you know, care sure. about anything else that happened in between. And now I try to stay a lot more engaged in races because I've learned that if I space out, then I slow down. So I really need to keep myself engaged the whole time, like tell myself, like, this is how far you are, this is what your split is, like mm-hmm. you need to catch that girl or things like that, or like little encouraging sayings just to make sure I stay engaged, especially in a race. The hardest part's like the mile to the 3 mile. It's really where you got to push it because there's maybe less people and sure. you're like in the middle and you're starting to feel tired and you still have like all this time left. So it's really just like really making an effort to stay engaged in a race helps yeah. you.
Okay. And what does goal setting look like for you? Is that a process that's just done before a race? Is that a season-long process for you? Is that during a race? Are you setting little goals for yourself? What do you do?
Russ has us do a goal sheet at the start of every season for mm-hmm. cross-country and track. We okay. have to go through like short-term goals, long-term goals, and it can be about anything. Like it can be about running. It can be about like your health throughout the semester. So that really helps. It's kind of a good preseason reflection and postseason too, from where you were last year and where you want to grow from there. And then he also like really encourages us to goal set before every race. He tells us to visualize the night before, like
sure.
think about exactly how the race is going to go and what the conditions are going to be like, just so you're sort of mentally prepared for it. I mean, I have kind of a hard time setting goals for myself just because I either like don't want to let myself down, so I like set my expectations too low, or I'm like scared to even set a goal because I don't want to like disappoint myself. So sure. it's kind of hard. Like I've just like as the years go on, you kind of learn what a realistic goal is, and
yeah.
so I'm able to start applying those. Like I definitely still have a lot of work to do for like mm-hmm. competition goals, but you know, just good to keep working on it.
Sure. And then you're kind of in season year round. You don't have much downtime in between cross country wrapping up and indoor track season starting and then outdoor track season. So, is there a shift that you have mentally as an athlete going from cross country to track, or is it just kind of, it's running for you and you're going to do it and you'll be fine?
Well, we make a lot of jokes on the team about it. Like the day cross country ends, we're like, all right, ready for track preseason. And then the day track ends, we're like, okay, ready for cross country preseason. So sure. it's kind of like those jokes that help keep it light. And
yeah.
we do have these downtimes of recovery. So it's 3 weeks of easy running, which mm-hmm. is easy for us. So it's like, you know, 4 or 5 miles a day.
Yeah.
So, and like no hard runs or anything, just to kind of give our bodies a break and get us reset for the next season. And then at least for me, because my events are so different between cross country and track, it's like it's a good shift, you know, especially like the workouts change and what you run changes. So it kind of keeps it interesting enough. It's not just like running the same thing every day all
sure.
year.
Yeah. So segueing a little bit here, in a hard major like pharmacy and working to get that degree, which is really going to set you up for success outside of once you finish school, kind of how do you manage your time? You're in season year round. So you talk about a 3 week break, sort of, kind of, but you don't really stop running. So how do you manage that? How do you do time? How do you do homework? How do you do social life? How do you fit all that in?
Yeah, well, I hate to say it, my social life is kind of on the back burner okay. during the school year, just because with all of sports in school, it's a little bit harder to spend all this time getting out. I mean, I certainly have social life, but yeah, like time management is really key, I think, to success. Like mm-hmm. if you can't manage your time well, you can't do a hard major in a sport, and because it takes a lot of time to do all those things.
Sure.
Like, I mean, at least one good thing about my personality is that the busier I am, the better I actually am with time management.
Okay.
So it's actually, I would almost say, like, maybe not healthy, but it's better for me to have all these sure. things going on, because it really motivates me to do my best. And
yeah,
and like especially with the sports, like a lot of people say, oh well, you're in pharmacy school, how do you have time to do a college sport? And like for me, you really need that time to take a mental break, like stop the school, because I notice like a lot of my classmates they just go study more after class, and I'm like, no, I need to take a couple hours break and go talk to people, like right. get outside. And
yeah.
so I really think like with that time carved outside for me, with the commitment I make to sports, I think that really helps a lot too.
Sure.
Because it's like I want to do it anyway, so. do something with it.
Yeah, and then you're getting a different perspective from different people on the team, too. Sounds like you guys have a pretty good vibe, both on cross-country and the track team, where you're getting to do some socializing with your teammates. You have those vent days where you have an easier run and can talk through your days and process some stuff. I think that's really helpful for the social component that you might not get with the rest of your schedule, but also to help you learn and memorize stuff. Our brain needs different stimulation throughout the course of the day. So going from class to studying to homework to sleep doesn't give our brain a lot of different things to look at. So taking that pause to run and hear from other people, I think, is probably pretty helpful. So that's really awesome. We did touch on COVID a little bit, and I want to circle back to that. Your outdoor season for track last year was totally canceled, if I remember correctly, right? That hit right at the end of indoor season.
Yeah, it's like just after indoor, then outdoor got canceled.
Sure. So what was that kind of like on the team? How did coaches handle that? Do you mind talking through that a little bit and talking about how you maybe as an athlete went through it yourself?
Yeah. So I don't know how much I can say for the team perspective, just because, you know, that whole time we were at home, we weren't really seeing each other so much. I know it was hard on a lot of teammates. Like, I don't want to share their personal stories, but I know a lot of people on the team really had a hard time, and especially some of the freshmen coming in who were missing out on their senior year. Mm-hmm. Like, that was really hard on them. Like, for me, I kind of saw it coming. Like, I don't want to be all cynical or anything. Like, I was really disappointed when outdoor track got canceled. Like, I'm not going to lie about that, because, you know, it was all still new to us, and, you know, I was trying to figure out what happened. Like, school's getting canceled, sports are getting canceled. It's like, what are you going to do? And for me, I kind of just held on to cross country. Like, okay, even though outdoor track's canceled, like, just a minor setback, we're still gonna have cross country. Like, just keep powering through the workouts. And like, I knew by then, like, with enough training, I was gonna regret it if I just stopped running because I was upset about track. So like, I just kept powering through it. And then, like, as the summer went on, you know, things weren't really getting better, so I kind of, again, I saw it coming that maybe the fall sports wouldn't be happening either, or at least happening normally. So Like when the announcement came that we were having different seasons or canceled seasons, like I was a little upset, but also I kind of knew what happened. It's like, it's just like, I mean, for me, I do running for more than just competing. Like, I do running a lot just for my own personal health. And so, like, I still have something that keeps me going. I still have a drive.
Right. And so your identity as a runner isn't just tied into the competition then, but it's also stress relief, and it's being a healthy individual, both physically and mentally, it sounds like. And so being able to kind of shift your perspective to that. So that's really awesome. I think that's good. You guys got a modified season here in the fall with cross country, and again, winning the WLC Invitational. You took first in that, and then we also won it as a team, if I'm correct.
Yes.
So good experience there. What's kind of looking like the spring? What's on the agenda? What are you thinking about for? I know we're in that, what, 3 week? Are we in the 3 week period in between cross country?
Yeah, we just started it on Monday, I guess. It would be Monday.
So, too early to start thinking about track season, or is that kind of what's on your mind anyway?
Yeah, well, indoor track season is going to start 2 weeks, I believe.
Okay.
So we're going to start going to practice for that. I mean, I know our indoor season isn't going to be much of a season yet, you know. COVID restrictions, and we're inside all day, and we just, like, can't do very many meets with the rules put in place. But I think outdoor track, I'm pretty sure we're expecting outdoor track to be like a normal season, so I am looking forward to finally getting some, like, bigger meets or more competitions in after this long break.
Very cool, and that's exciting. Well, Linnea, thank you for joining me so much. This was awesome. I think you touched on a lot of good stuff. I as a non-runner learned some things, and then I think just looking forward to the spring and seeing what the track team can do and seeing what you can put together for your senior season. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.